John Duggan, Today FM Sports. John Duggan, writer with offtheball.com. How are you?
Joe, I'm great. And yourself?
The weather, it started to rain, John. It started to rain. Oh, God.
So we can get back to normality and England can flop. Is that what's going to happen?
I think so, yeah. That's the big news today, is it started to rain. John, it is very exciting. England are in the second World Cup semi-final. First, though, that's tonight. Last night, France took on Belgium.
So was that France last night? They were ruthlessly efficient once Samuel Umtiti scored that header in the 51st minute and ended Belgium's dreams pretty functionally, I would say, but Kylian Mbappe is some talent, I have to say. Some talent, Joe, for a 19 years of age player. But I thought they were very good midfield, Pogba, Matuidi, and N'Golo Kante, and they got a really good balance in the team, France.
There was a little bit of theatrics, though, from Mbappe, and at one point he did take the ball and was kind of wouldn't give it to the Belgians. It was their throw-in. It was a little bit disappointing to see that.
It was, and that's youth, isn't it? The impetuousness of youth. And also what it is that after the quarterfinals, Joe, cards get wiped. So if you get a booking in the semi-final, unlike Paul Gascoigne back in 1990, when England last played in the semi-final, you can be okay for the final. So there was a little bit of, it's a little bit like a black card in GA that you can take advantage of the situation and play down a bit of time. So it's a bit cynical from Mbappe, but he will learn. He's young.
I felt sorry for Eden Hazard.
He was brilliant. He was the only player really for Belgium, Joe, that really put it up to France. And there's the pictures before the game of him wearing the France shirts in 1998 when he was a young boy. And in the first half, he had some great chances. Iran headed a shot. He took over the bar. He was really skinning Pavard down the left-hand side. And then in the second half, he'd come deeper and deeper in the pitch to try and create something because De Bruyne was quiet. But France just snuffed them out. And it's just, at this level, Joe, it's ruthless. It's absolutely ruthless. And that's what France have been doing through the tournament.
That seems to be the tenor of the sports commentary this morning, and that they will win and they can beat Croatia or England. Looking at the match tonight, Croatia struggled a bit against Denmark and against Russia, but I would have thought they seemed to be a bit hardier and a bit more dogged than England. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, but I just think that, first of all, Croatia got a very good midfield, Modric and Rakitic, Barcelona and Real Madrid. They're excellent players. They're physically tough. Rebic, for example, on the right is a really, aggressive player. Mandzukic, a real leader of the line. They're hardy, they're a hardy team, and you don't win two penalty shootouts in a row to World Cup. I don't think Argentina were the last team in 1990 to do it without being tough. But England, I think, everybody's looking in the rearview mirror about England. You need to look at the now. The now is that they were the better team against Colombia, the better team against Sweden. All you can do is beat them what's in front of you. They have a lot of pace in the team. They're a young team. 9 of the 11 starters the other day, Joe, play for the Champions League clubs. 3 for Man City, the Premier League champions. 3 for Tottenham, 2 for Manchester United, 1 for Liverpool. Harry Kane, Croatia don't have a player like him in the team. They're very good on set pieces. They know what they're doing with the 3-5-2, and they will have pace against Croatia. Midfield might be an area where they're in a little bit of trouble if the game especially goes on and on. But England have a real chance here if they get after Croatia early, given they're probably a fresher team.
Okay. If they do beat Croatia, do you give them a chance against France?
On the basis of logic, no. But on the basis of sport and this crazy World Cup, Joe, with the soap opera of Argentina and Messi, with like teams like Mexico winning, knocking out Germany, being knocked out of the group stage, with the brilliant Belgium-Japan game, with Brazil a disappointing at the quarter-final stage. You just never know in sport. I always felt when Dublin reached the All-Ireland final against Kerry in 2011, all they needed to do after 16 years was get to the final and see what happens. On logic and what we've seen so far, France looked the most complete team still left in the competition, but you just never know. I'm sure they're going to go crazy across the water. I'm sure they're doing it already. But it's some achievement from Gareth Southgate. I think whatever happens tonight with England, I think it's been a positive tournament for them. And they can move on to the Euros and Qatar, but they'll never get a better chance of reaching the World Cup. It's 2 wins, and you just don't know in sport. And hope to see more fans from the competing countries than I saw last night. Pretty poor turnout from the French and Belgian supporters. Mm. Some empty seats as well, which is disappointing to see. So I'd expect about 10,000 England fans at the Community Stadium in Moscow, 78,000 capacity of the Croatian fans.
Yeah. John, just losing you again, but luckily I was just about to say thank you so much and absolutely brilliantly put, as always. John, enjoy the match and we'll talk to you again soon. Up the Lilies. Kildare for Sam. Thanks a million. I love John Duggan, I really do.